WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute? Like you're trying to juggle a dozen things at once, but nothing feels quite right. Yeah, we've all been there. That constant mental chatter can be exhausting, right? Well, today, we're diving into something powerful, practicing mindfulness in your daily life to unlock that clarity you crave. Think of mindfulness like hitting the refresh button on your brain. It's about being present, fully engaged in the moment, without judgment. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Logan, meditation and Zen gardens are great, but how does this actually help me tackle my to-do list, deal with that annoying coworker, or even just get through a Zoom meeting without feeling like I'm losing my mind? Here's the thing, mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged chanting on. It's about weaving these practices into your everyday life. Think of it as training your brain to be more focused and less reactive. First, start with your breath. Seriously. Take a few deep breaths right now. Feel the air going in, filling your lungs, and then slowly letting it out. This simple act can instantly ground you and calm those racing thoughts. It's like hitting pause on the mental chaos. Second, engage your senses. We're bombarded with information constantly, emails, notifications, people talking. Mindfulness is about tuning into what's happening right now. Notice the smell of your coffee, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or even just the sound of your own voice. These little things can bring you back to the present moment. Third, practice active listening. When someone's talking to you, really listen not just with your ears, but with your whole being. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on what they're saying. You'll be surprised how much more meaningful the conversation becomes, and it shows respect for the other person. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A delicious meal, a sunny day, a supportive friend, these simple joys can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Remember, focusing on what you have rather than what you lack is a powerful mindset shift. Finally, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect, it's about practicing self-compassion. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to the present moment without judgment. Remember, we all have off days, be patient with yourself and keep practicing. Okay, here's a real-world example that hits close to home. Ever feel like you're drowning in emails? You open your inbox, and suddenly you're overwhelmed by a tidal wave of messages, each demanding your attention. It can be incredibly stressful. But try this, take a few deep breaths, focus on your breath for a minute or two, and then tackle those emails one at a time. By practicing mindfulness, you can break down that overwhelming feeling into manageable tasks and actually feel more in control. You're not just reacting to the chaos, you're actively managing it with a clear mind. See? Mindfulness isn't about escaping reality, it's about facing it head-on, but with a calmer, more focused approach. So, what are your biggest takeaways today? Remember, practicing mindfulness is like building a muscle. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are incredible. You can start small by incorporating those simple practices into your daily routine. Take a mindful minute before each meeting, savor that cup of coffee, or just notice the feeling of your feet on the ground. Those little moments add up. And most importantly, be patient with yourself. This is a journey, not a destination. I'm rooting for you to unlock that mental clarity and embrace a more focused, empowered life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a dose of mindfulness. And as always, keep pushing forward, Spartans. Until tomorrow, stay disciplined and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.